Hey there, Patriots. I'm Melissa Red Pill of the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you are having a great day. We are really seeing so much happening right now. We're going to have to be on there. I'm just going to tell Brady I'm right now, we're going to have to be on like 5 hours because we've just got so much great news and so much crashing in on the deep state. You're going to love it. You're going to, it's just so many people who really have a big following, like millions are out there spreading, they're red pilling the world. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World, but they are really red pilling the world. So let's get behind them. Let's share all their information and I'll be right back after the break.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Riots. Recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of Sleep Formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Hey, Patriots, let's go. This is our wonderful president about Thanksgiving. Let's celebrate Thanksgiving together. And first of all, I just want to tell you guys how thankful I am for you. I'm so thankful for us being together all this time, you guys. Going on 5 years. Can you believe that we've been in this battle? And I really do believe that we are so close. I feel like we're in the bottom of the ninth. So let's see what President Trump has to say.
I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth. This evening, as millions of families sit down at their dinner tables back home, they'll be saying a prayer for the men and women serving our nation. Each of you came to do your duty. You came to defend American liberty. You came because our nation needed you, and they needed you right here. The men and women of our military are totally loyal to our country, and every day I am president, America will always be totally loyal to you. Our citizens know that you're standing guard, killing terrorists, crushing our enemies, and keeping America safe. And I'm here today to just really say happy Thanksgiving, but also thank you very much. Great job. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Great job. And he did a shout out also to the digital soldiers, that there's just nobody like us, that we're in here in it to win it. So I just really love that we're together and sharing this information as fast as we can. So keep it up. Make sure that you go and share. Actually, I've got always so funny. Something's going on with my social media, because they attack specifically lately. They've been attacking my Telegram and bringing the numbers down. And all of a sudden, just before they are like get to a certain number, all of a sudden it shoots back up. So I think the White Hats are protecting our battalion, as well as all the others that are, you know, joined together like we are, to whether it's on Brighteon or wherever, to fight, and so that they're just not letting them stop us, which is so cool. I just love that. If you are new, definitely go check out the site freedomforce.live. And if you're new, you might not know this, but I was a missionary for many years, teaching God's word for many years. I've actually recorded 900 scripture songs, and the Lord helped me to decode Revelation. He really did. And I've got the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. That's the truth of God's word. This is, they tried to scare us. They tried to make us hide under the bed. They tried to seed our thoughts that we would have to escape, but that's not true. He told us his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we're about to see. We're going to be the generation that sees the end of the beast and the false prophet. And we're going to see 1,000 years of peace. You're going to have health and wealth and joy that the Bible says that no one can take away. Isn't that beautiful? So definitely check into the book. This is my audio, where the audio books are. You can also get the audio books on Amazon, and also check out all the social media. Make sure that you are not, have not been removed, that you are still on there with Melly and the Freedom Force Battalion. We lost each other long ago when we were banned off of Twitter and YouTube. We can't let that happen. You can always know to find everything on freedomforce.live, but just join all those. So this is, I just went to look this morning. What we want to talk about today is all these big names are blasting out absolutely amazing truth, just like crazy today, and or like in the past, you know, week or two, and more and more and more. And really, it reminds me of the Red Sea crashing in on them, the Red Sea of truth crashing in. Yes, the election, because the honest truth is, if it had not been a red wave, we would have, you know, not won any elections. We had to overcome their cheating. And that's what's so amazing. I just looked at the number. I want to say that President Trump had like 200. He went on a truth storm this morning. 242 that he endorsed and 219 won. I think it was 93% was what he said that he achieved. They can't stop it. And that's with every stop that they pulled, everything they tried, they were not able to stop us from winning. Okay. And they're also trying to make us feel like we lost when we won, right? It's so dumb. All right. So don't fall for it. Don't fall for that. Don't be like, you know, Charlie Brown and having Lucy pull away the football. We won. All right. So, and I've got to show you here in a little bit what's happening in Arizona, but I'll get to that in just a second. Okay. So I went on Twitter. I created an account, but I'm not really posting there yet. But it's Melissa Red Pill, so maybe, you know, I'm hoping I get my old account back, but we'll see. I know that Elon Musk has to thread this needle very, very carefully. He's throwing out a lot of truth. But this tweet that Project Veritas put out, and I'm going to show it to you. This is what it looked like. It was removed, okay, whether Project Veritas, they just got back on Twitter and they went in with guns blazing. And so whether they removed it or whether Twitter removed it, I don't know. But do I trust Elon Musk completely? I know that Bannon's coming out about him being financed by the CCP. Is he using the CCP to destroy the CCP? Maybe so. You know, a lot of this is so difficult to really get to the bottom of right now. But either way, I'm very thankful that we have Twitter back in hands where we'll get the free speech. That's all I'm really worried about right now and happy about. But Project Veritas put this post, expose the U.S. government's involvement in child trafficking across our southern border. Yes or no? 99.5% said yes. Yeah, this was just, it was right at the beginning. So I went this morning to see, okay, well, what's the latest on that poll? Well, I'm sure it was millions wanted to see the truth about what's going on, because we are over it. We are not having it anymore. We are awake. We understand what they're doing, and we're wanting them brought to justice. And first of all, that has to be exposure. Well, so stay tuned, because Project Veritas is going to have this released. Whether Twitter, it's not going to be a matter of whether Twitter likes it or not, but that's something that's coming out. I'm telling you, every one of their exposés gets huge play. And so we will have to be right there as the Freedom Force Battalion to share that information as soon as it comes out. And trust me, I will post it as soon as it comes out. I'll go on all my social media. And I have a wonderful team who makes sure that we get all the everything posted in the different places. Look at what's going on in Brazil. Brazil is... I'm just so amazed and so proud of them. Tens of millions and all throughout the country. They're all out in the streets. They're saying we will not let our country be taken over by the CCP. We will not. And they know what happened in Venezuela. They know that if they don't stop it now, it's over. Now, of course, Lula cheated and won the election. And so look at this. The party of Brazil's Bolsonaro files for annulment of the election due to election machine lack of auditability. It was clearly stolen. Protect them if a foreign entity comes in to try to take over their country. Duh. Okay. So, I wish that this had happened when President Trump's election was stolen, but the people were not ready. The people, not enough people understood what was going on. And so that's why. Musk are going to be on live today at, I think, at like 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I think that's the time. 15 hours, or I think it's 8 o'clock. So stay tuned. When you click on that, that's a Telegram link. Look at there. Now, President Trump retruthed this, okay? You can go on Truth Social and you can see it for yourself. So they're going to be on Telegram together. They're not going to go on Twitter. They're not going to go on Truth Social. They're going to go on Telegram. How cool is that? All right, so because we really, really like, let's just be honest. Telegram is the one place that we could go to have the ability to communicate all this time since we were banned off of the other social media. And I like some of the other ones, but that was the one that gave us the freedom to, I mean, I've been able to say anything I've wanted to say this whole time, and you have too. So I'm very thankful for that. All right. So if you want to watch it, this is what you have to do. Go to that link, and I shared it on my social media. You have to click on it, and you have to be approved or whatever. I don't think it's that big of an approval process, but it's not just like, okay, when the time comes, you just click on the link. So do that ahead of time so that when the time comes that you can be on there and watch it. Of course, I'll be posting it whenever it happens, because this is terrific. I would just love to hear what they have to say to each other. Very, very cool. Very interesting. When billionaires talk, let's just see what they have to say. I'm so thankful the Lord puts us in the room. All right, so let's see what this is. All right, now, last night, okay, so this whole thing we're talking about today is how just so much truth is coming out from all these people who have the ability to, with one video, with one tweet, with one post, with one something, to get to reach millions and millions of people. I remember the day when it was like, we were like, putting a little post out and trying to reach as many people as we could, you know, 5 or 10 people. These, you know, and yes, so I'm so thankful that we've joined together on the battalion and we've been able to reach a lot of people. Probably we've got, I think it was, last time I checked, it was like, of all of our information, we reach like 2 point something million a day just with our Freedom Force Battalion, which is super, super cool. But look at what is happening with Tucker. He posted this on a video on Fox last night. Who knows how many people saw that? So check this out. This is talking about the JFK assassination. And somebody, I think he called it murder, okay? And so we know. And even talk, I'm not going to show you the whole video. If you want to see the whole video, I have it on my social media. But he was talking about how Lee Harvey Oswald was not clearly the one. And then check out what he said about the intelligence agencies.
59 years. It's time for these files to be released in their entirety so researchers, historians, others, and the American people can see what's been so important to keep hidden.
You got to wonder about motive here. I mean, either the intel agencies were involved in Kennedy's killing, or they want you to think they were involved in Kennedy's killing, because why else would they do this?
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe he said that? He says they either were involved, or they want you to think they were involved, because why else would they do this? He's just asking a question. You know, he's just asking a question. He's not putting out an allegation. It just doesn't make sense. Why? They must be involved somehow because this looks crazy. I about flipped when he said that. Isn't that the truth? People have got to realize this. The CIA, the intelligence communities are our sworn enemies. They are the arm of the criminal mafia. All right. So then look at what he said here. This is, this is about the trafficking. Check this out.
See theories that the highest levels of politics and finance, there is a shadowy cabal of pedophiles who use their power to hide the crimes they commit against children. That people think that. Sounds pretty far out to us, too dark and strange to be true. And of course, we are not obviously endorsing that idea. On the other hand, you can kind of see why people might believe it. Jeffrey Epstein, for example. Epstein continued to dine with business moguls and heads of state long after he was arrested for having sex with minors. How did he do that? Why did nobody say anything? Why did people keep eating with him? Well, at the very least, we can conclude, based on the evidence, that there is a tolerance for pedophilia among some, among the most powerful in our society, a tolerance that you would not find in, say, your average middle-class American family. Some of the rich really are different that way. That's clearly true. And in case you needed more evidence of that, consider Balenciaga.
I'm not going to, that Balenciaga thing, that's where they were basically advertising child porn, right? And so, I don't even think I had this link today, but Elon Musk put out that they're going to put it, go with a fine tooth comb to make sure that there's no child porn on Twitter. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord for that. So isn't this amazing? He's just asking the question. Isn't this strange? What in the world? Powerful elite. No problem there. Tucker, what is going on? How are you still on Fox News? How are you able to get this truth out there? Waking up Nana and Pops, all the people who are asleep and the normies. They should, all the things that are coming out are just really should just like slap people awake, right? Remember thanks, I needed that, right? Remember that commercial? Not that I'm old enough to remember that commercial, but whatever. Anyway, so this came out today. This came out that the shooter in Colorado is non-binary. Who even knew what a non-binary was back in the day? But here you go. And Camarada is having to admit it, and she just couldn't believe it because they wanted it to be Trump's fault, DeSantis's fault, Tucker's fault, everybody's fault. But it's this guy, and his father I'm not even going to say his name, but he's an entertainer in this alternative lifestyle. Yeah, it's a crazy deal. And that's, yeah, all that. You mean to tell me they didn't have all this information? They could. These people are the worst journalists there ever were, because that's the whole point of all the add-ons, all the people who are researching. And then we find out this information and we share it. And then all of a sudden the mainstream media has to share it too, because they know that we know. Okay. Yeah. So check this out.
So attorneys for the accused shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they, them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings will be addressed as Mix Aldrich. So in other words, not Mr. or Ms. Joining me now, CNN political commentator.
Do you see the facial expression she's got? She is clearly not just a journalist who just is trying to read the news. She's doing a little smirk with her mouth. She clearly is not happy that this truth is coming out. And so that was great. Oh my goodness, on live TV is like she had not even known about this, and she's having to read it for the first time on live TV. That's awesome. Melissa Camerata. All right, so let's keep going. Our time is going to run out on us. Okay, so now let's look at what another thing is. This is, I'll do real quick. Kanye is coming out, blasting truth. Amazing. I love him. Check this out.
Messages of death in order to buy a jacket for $5,000, $6,000 and take all the celebrities, and we push that. I'm not pointing fingers because I was doing the same thing until God brought me down to a place where I can really serve him. Because if I'm sitting on any kind of high throne that he didn't give, then I'm not in full service to him. All of the things that got taken away from me, I'm so thankful for that because I get to serve God better. So going into Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Isn't that a beautiful way to look at it? Okay, I want you guys to always remember that. Whatever you have lost, whatever has been taken from you, just realize that the Lord is using that for good so that you can serve him better. What a great way for him to look at that. And so he's talking about how, all these clothes that they were making were just a way to control the people. That they're all doing it to control the masses with this, which is a pointless pursuit, And he's talked about before how they were trying to control him with the money, and it wasn't even about what he wanted to, that he needed it or wanted to spend it, whatever. Because you can only put on one pair of pants at a time, or live in one mansion at a time. But they had him chasing that, as well as all these others, and then as well as this gold statue and all that, so that they were controlling him, so he could control, and the others could control the masses. It's all a play by these people that he's been calling out lately. Isn't that a wild deal? All right, so just I want you to when you see one after another after another, we're seeing that all these people who have this huge influence are crashing in with truth on the mafia cabal. I'm going to show you more when we get back, and I'm also going to show you how it's biblical, which is what I love, love, love to do. So I'll be right back after the break.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Alicia Powell, and I'm the host of the Alicia Powell Show with Red Voice Media. I'm also a reporter with the Gateway Pundit, and I love watching Uncensored Truth on the Brighteon TV.
Just continues to get more and more maddening, more and more frustrating, which ignites the flame of the fire for this show to continue the fight. And Christopher Key is doing the same thing. This organization, Vaccine Police, I am proud to continue to support them, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything as he's in the face of these hospital administrators that are killing your community members, your friends, your family, your relatives, in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, in the face of the, you know what he's doing? He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, waking people up that otherwise would have no idea that these shots are dangerous and in many cases deadly. That information that Karen Kingston just brought us, that's the type of stuff that Christopher Key is sharing with the world. Please go support this organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Look at the video documentation of everything this guy is doing. It's amazing. I applaud his efforts. He's a modern day hero. There will be a statue of Christopher Key somewhere when this whole thing is over and we win this war. Please support that organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
All right, guys, it was something I was looking for and I didn't find it. But anyway, we have so much to show you anyway. So let's get going. This is Ice Cube. Not that I'm a fan, but I am becoming a fan because he's a truth teller. I love anyone who tells the truth. I'm not going to play it because I'm sure bells and whistles and red flashing lights will go off because he is very colorful with his language. But he was saying, I turned down a movie because I didn't want to get the bleep a bleep a jab. I turned down $9 million. Bleep that jab. Bleep y'all for trying to make me get it. Boom. Wow. I'm just, yeah. And he says, I'm not going to be under their control again with the Tucker, not under the control. Elon Musk, not under the control. Of course, our wonderful President Trump, not under their control. You got Kanye, now Ice Cube, on and on it goes. Of course, Mike Lindell. That's what I was looking for. I mean, look at what they posted here. Kyle Becker posted, if Elon Musk were actually the right-wing boogeyman, these spoiled lefty journalists pretend he is, and or he calls them journos, and he decided to turn the tables and ban all left-wing fake news from Twitter. Imagine that. What would happen then? There'd be nothing left for them to publish. And Elon responded, as is obvious to all but the media, there is not one permanent ban on even the most far-left account spouting utter lies. Not even one. Can you imagine? I was talking about this the other day. I want you to think about this. Can you imagine if we would ban wholesale all these people who disagree with us? We don't even think of doing such a thing. We don't even think of doing such a thing. I mean, unless someone is like, you know, Kathy Griffin, who's doing, you know, just this clearly, you know, trying to incite violence. Okay. So, yeah, not even the, look at this. And he goes on to say, we haven't even banned one. Not even Associated Press with their completely fictional report on Russian missiles hitting Poland that carried severe consequences for escalating the war. We didn't even ban the Associated Press for that big fat lie. And he's got more lies that he knows that they've told. but this is just one of the most recent. And so he's blasting out. Despite the fact that they're just bald-faced lying, I still have not banished them. And whereas they want to ban people who are just out here speaking the truth. Okay, even if you disagree. Oh, I'm not banning Associated Press. That was huge. Whether they'll really, hopefully at least a few, will be willing to be honest and say, you know what, if we're going to have free speech, it has to go both ways, right? All right, so let's keep going. Okay, so this is the hottest thing that's happening in Arizona. Meanwhile, in Arizona, I don't even know how to say these, Gila and Yavapai counties, I don't know if I'm saying that right, joined with Cochise County, so that's three counties in Arizona that are not certifying the election in Arizona. Now they say, oh, there's going to have a meeting on Monday and they're going to, you know, all this. There's just no way, because these three counties are dug in. They have not taken this decision lightly, and they're not going to allow the election to be certified. You cannot certify the election when three counties are saying that you can't, you know, they refuse to certify. Two additional counties considering the same. Carrie Lake is a warrior. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Laura Logan, for sharing that. All right, so then I want you to say President Trump went on a storm this morning. I love this one. I want to read them all to you guys. I'm serious. We have to be on here for 5 hours. Trump, the man who gave up his billionaire lifestyle to be humiliated, ridiculed, and slandered to save the American people. Isn't that the truth? Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Isn't that awesome? And then he posted this, my fellow American. Now, he didn't post it, okay? He posted a picture of it, okay? So I'm not saying he's posting it. I know that, so don't make me, she's saying he's posting it. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. Because as you know, on the board, it says, look to Twitter, and this exact phrase, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. But he posted this picture. But he doesn't know anything about that. He doesn't know anything about the 17th letter of the alphabet. He doesn't know anything about it, right? These are all retruths that he did this morning. Oh, of course, the EU declares Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. As you are, and I am, we are all state-sponsored terrorists, right? So then what? Then what happens? They're trying to push us into the World War III. You know that. Don't worry. We're not going to let that happen. So yeah, of course, Zelensky, the dancer. Look at him, made in China and made in the USA. Yes, sir, he is. Drain it. Drain it. America's comeback starts right now. Oh, look, I like this one. An American president. UN American president. It's not an American president. It's UN, the one who works on behalf of the UN. Working on behalf of the UN. Love it. Oh, wow, this one was good. All corrupt politicians hate Trump because he exposed them all. Isn't that the truth? I love him. Thank you so much, Lord, for President Trump. Everything we're witnessing is the result of a stolen election. So he just went on a storm this morning. Let me see if there's another one I wanted to show you. Watch your eyes. I know I'm going too fast. We have a corrupt president, corrupt FBI, corrupt health officials, corrupt speaker, and yet they all try to convince us that Trump and his supporters are the problem. Right? Wake up. Come on, people, wake up. Happy Thanksgiving to the greatest president and most beautiful first lady in American history. Love them. Can you imagine if we were going through all this and we didn't have President Trump? Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much. Best president ever. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump. The people are with you. There was something I want you to see about that. They're saying that they want us to. Oh, yeah, there was the numbers right there. 235 candidates, 219 won. That's a 93% success rate. Stop falling for Democrat rhetoric. And it's not really. It's just cabal rhetoric. Really, because it's the rhinos too, but whatever. Designed to influence you to turn on Trump. Not happening. And that was what this one of the posts I want you to see. The health system is rigged. You know this one. In reality, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way. It was, there's so many. I'm thankful for President Trump. But there was, oh yeah, this one. We will stand tall in the storm. Love that. So this, again, with that verb, you know, the storm. The only president that tells the American people that he loves them. Have we ever in all of our lives had a president tell us he loves us? We love him too. We love you back, President Trump. Sacrifice so much. I love this. The Return of the Jedi. Oh, there's one more I wanted you guys to see. Oh, I love this. We kneel to God and God alone. I love my president so much. Hold on. All right. So, oh, well, there was one more. Of course, I want to share everything. Of course, that's what we do on our social media. I do that. Did you guys see the Died Suddenly video? Was so powerful. Thank you, Stu Peters, for putting this together. Amazing, amazing. Look at that. Almost 5 million views so far in 2 days. Amazing. Almost 5 million views, you guys. Amazing. Now, someone was saying, well, but he didn't let that be trending. Elon Musk didn't let that be trending on Twitter. I don't necessarily blame him for that, because just like he took off the one of the Project Veritas, it is so hot. This information is so hot between the trafficking and the real point about the jab. This is the hottest information. Apple has already threatened to deplatform them so that people can't go on Apple Play, whatever Apple, the Play Store, and get the app. Okay. So everybody just take a breath. Okay. And just watch this is so awful, but I'm so thankful that 5 million people saw this, and I'm sure they're going to share this information with their family and friends, everybody who's seen it, and it's going to probably quadruple and then never stop. This truth has to come out. So look at this huge deluge that's happening. All right. And I want you to remember this wonderful passage in the book of Matthew, chapter 24. It says, this is the famous chapter where our Lord Jesus is talking to his disciples after they're sitting on the Mount of Olives, and he's telling them about what's going to happen in the future. This is the one where it talks about the beautiful sign. He told us to watch for the sign of the Son of Man. This is the sign of the Son of Man, much like a Bethlehem star that the Lord told us to watch for. And that is our alarm clock, basically our heavenly alarm clock, that was the kickoff to this battle that we are fighting. And it happened September 23rd, 2017. It's delineated in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. And I go into that in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. And it's also talked about in the book End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Again, both the audiobooks are there. And it calls it the woman in labor. Whenever you see a verse about the woman in labor, someone in travail, it says it so many times, it's talking about this sign that there would be a day when we would all be in this birthing. Right now, we're birthing this kingdom, and that we're fighting to get this kingdom. But in this same chapter, Matthew 24, it says, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. Remember Noah? Noah's in this ark. 8 of them are in the ark, and the rain started falling, and it started coming up from underneath. Right? In those days before the flood, people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered the boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. They did not realize. And that's what it's got to be. It has to be this way. It has to be this way where they think they're going to win. They have to believe that they're going to be able to defeat us and lock us down. And they have to feel like we've got all these people in these positions of authority, and there's nothing that they can do. They can scream and they can bellyache and they can cry and they can moan, and there's nothing they can do because we're the ones in power. Okay. And their arrogance is going to be their downfall. The Bible says that pride comes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. This is what's going to bring them down, is their arrogance. Okay. I'm going to show you the video right here that I have of them on the ark. So this is a picture of what we're seeing right now. Oh, that's the rain stop. Sorry, I'm at the wrong spot. The storm is upon us. The storm is upon us, upon us all. But at least we are safe in the ark. Humanity is safe in the ark. The people, the sea of people that you've seen in Brazil are safe in the ark. Okay, so I don't want you to be worried at all. The Lord is rescuing humanity. Okay, that's the whole point. He's rescuing humanity, and we are going to be rescued. And even the people who are brainwashed, don't, you know, remember how our Lord Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And that's the way you have to, you know, that takes away your anger at people. But don't be angry with them. They're brainwashed. They don't understand. And the Lord is rescuing them too. He's not mad at them. He's not mad at them for taking a jab. Don't believe them when they say that, oh, that's a, it's a, not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is when they joined in league with the demons and said, we will join in league to destroy them. To do this in like the Died Suddenly video where they the jab has caused the terrible clots. All of this that's happened, okay? So I want you to remember, the Lord is saving humanity, not destroying humanity. But he will destroy those who've joined in league, who took that mark of pure evil. Okay, so I want you to see that. Now, remember also with the Red Sea, you guys have all seen this video. And how the Lord crashed in the water on top of them in a moment. The reason I'm showing you this is because I want you to understand this will happen. The Bible shows us many signs and pictures in other stories, other Bible biblical accounts that this happens in a moment. Okay, it's not something that even Q said it can't happen slowly. It has to go quick. It has to be like a crash, and they're washed away or they're destroyed quickly. So check this out. As the Bible says clearly, we've known this story all of our lives, that they'll be destroyed. We'll be safe. We're at the other side. We'll go to the promised land, and they will be destroyed. This is biblical. I'm writing my new book. Okay, you know, you guys, I have the book, you know, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. You know, I have the one, End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. But the one that I've been wanting to write for like 5 years is how we're seeing every Bible story play out before our eyes. And I've written like 6 chapters on it. And so I'm hoping to get back on it maybe over the holidays. And so, and to write more, and so that can come out, because we're seeing Gideon's army defeating, 300 defeating this huge 15,000 people army. We're seeing Goliath being destroyed with David slinging a little stone. We're seeing the Red Sea, all of these things. We're seeing this happen before our eyes, and it's the Bible is a roadmap for us of what it's going to take to ultimately completely defeat our enemies. Okay, so I want you to see that. Oh, that was not the one. That was not the one either. All right. So I want you to see this passage in Obadiah. I love Obadiah. I just love it. I don't know if I can read the whole thing. Let me hold off on that just for a second. I want you to see this one in Revelation chapter 18. This is talking about Babylon. Babylon is the new world order. Babylon is this mafia cabal that has done all these crimes against humanity. And look at what happens in chapter 18 of Revelation. The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will weep and cry out, how terrible, terrible for that great city. This great mafia cabal is crying. Oh, how could they be failing? They've been running the world for so long. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. This is what we're seeing. It's a little bit small. Sorry. Let me get this out of here. But all their power, all their wealth, all their entire structure is gone, washed away, covered over, completely destroyed. This is the account that the Lord told us in his word, that we would see them destroyed in a single moment, like that quick, like a house of cards crashing down. Okay, so you're thinking, well, how long is this going to take? Well, when it happens, it's going to go quick. It will not go slow. Okay, I want you to see that. All right, so then I want you to see that. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to be at Reckoning Fest. I'm going to be at Reckoning Fest on the 10th of December. I would love, love, love for you guys to come and see me and as well as other Patriots. Go to ReckoningFest.com and join with us on December 10th. It's just a one-day event, but if you were at the last one, it was so fun because we all joined together and had our giant prayer huddle. It was so fun, and to be with everyone that, you know, we just get to see each other on the screen, and actually to be in together in person was just so beautiful. So I want you guys to join with me there if you possibly can during the holidays. And also check out MyPillow. Our wonderful patriot, Mike Lindell, just called out Elon Musk. He said, you guys, Elon, I will meet with you anytime, anywhere. I will stop whatever I'm doing at any moment to tell you what is happening with what happened with the fraud. I'm spoiled. I'm like the little princess in the pea. I made these. I hope you guys enjoy those because, yeah. Minutes, I'm going to read to you this passage right here from Obadiah, and it is amazing. Look at what the Lord has promised us. We've heard a message from the Lord that an ambassador was sent to the nations to say, get ready, everyone. Let's assemble our armies and attack Edom. Edom is the New World Order, okay? The Lord says to Edom, I will cut you down to size among the nations, and you will be greatly despised. You've been deceived by your own pride because you live in a rock fortress and make your home high in the mountains. Who can ever reach us up here, they ask boastfully. But even if you soar as high as eagles and build your nest among the stars, I will bring you crashing down, says the Lord. This is what I wanted to show you. I wanted you to see, just like the flood washing them away, just like the Red Sea crashing in on them, just like it says in a single moment that wealth of the city is gone. It says it. I can't read to you all the places that it says it in this one show, but this is what the Lord has promised. The Lord will bring them crashing down. And I do believe that so many of these people that are being exposed, it is one thing after another, and at some point there's a tipping point where everything comes crashing in on them. If thieves came at night and robbed you, what a disaster awaits you. They wouldn't take everything. Those who harvest grapes will always leave a few for the poor, but your enemies will wipe you out completely. Every nook and cranny of Edom, New World Order, will be searched and looted. Every treasure will be found and taken. All your allies will turn against you. They will help to chase you from the land. That's what we're doing, Freedom Force Battalion. That's what we're doing. They will promise you peace while plotting to deceive and destroy you. Your trusted friends will set traps for you, and you won't even know about it. At that time, not a single wise person will be left in the whole land of the New World Order. I will destroy everyone who has understanding. The mightiest warriors of Teman will be terrified, and everyone on the mountains of Edom will be cut down in the slaughter. Because of the violence you did to your close relatives in Israel, you will be filled with shame and destroyed forever. This is who the Lord is angry with. They took the mark of the beast. When they were invaded, you stood aloof, refusing to help them. Foreign invaders carried off their wealth and cast lots to divide up Jerusalem, but you acted like one of their enemies. You shouldn't have gloated when they were suffering all this calamity. And look at the end, because our time is running out. It says in verse 17, but God's people will become a refuge for those who escape. It will be a holy place. That's our future, guys. And the people of Israel will come back to reclaim their inheritance. We're going to have all that's been stolen from us back for us, our health, our wealth, our peace, our joy, all of it. The people of Israel will be a raging fire and eat them a field of stubble. Then my people, my time's running out. Okay, and then at the very end, he says, those who were rescued, that's us. The world will be rescued. We'll be going up to Mount Zion to rule over the mountains of Edom, over the New World Order. And the Lord himself will be king. the Lord himself will be king. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, for your promises. Thank you that this is happening before our eyes. Thank you that you've called us to be part of your great army in this day. I thank you. We thank you together, and we ask you to just give us the courage and the words and the strength to do the job that you called us to do until we see our great victory. And we pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad to see you. I'll see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.